Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. The Titans have completed the draft. Some really interesting picks that they've made here. A lot of beef in the first two picks. I love it. It's how football is played, baby. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Titans general manager Rand Carthon. Rand, good morning. How are you?
Hey, top of the top. How are we doing this morning?
We're awesome. Good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Rand, let's just start with J.C. Latham. As you guys were going through the evaluation process and you were talking with Bill Callahan and Brian Callahan and watching the film, what was it about Latham that really stood out to you that convinced you that that's your guy at number seven overall?
Well, I think you started off saying it. You know, he's a big man with unique length. And he's a guy, he's very, very athletic, you know, particularly for his size. And, you know, just someone that you ID'd early, very, very early. We were talking about it, you know, after we picked him, that he was one of the first guys that we watched last summer. And you just, you know, you saw the skill set and you just saw it all translate into how we want to play football.
And, Rand, obviously, I know right after you guys picked him, you said it to us, you know, at Titans headquarters, he's going to start out at left tackle. That's the plan. As you went through the process with him and discussing him, how much did you talk about that collectively? You know, can he play left tackle? How important is that ultimately?
Well, I mean, yeah, we definitely talked about it as you would with any of these guys. And it just, I mean, the way we really see it is in this game, you need two offensive tackles. The position is just offensive tackle. At this point, all these kids, whether you started off at left or you started off at right in college, you know, these kids, when they start training for the combine for their pro day, they train at both sides, and you get to see them at these combines and pro days playing from both sides, you know, in terms of switching up their stances. So it was a big part of it. But in this game now, most of the best rushers in the league now rush over the right tackle. So you have to have two in this league regardless.
As you went through, did you get a good feel for why he didn't play? Because obviously he played in high school, but I know a lot of guys play, you know, like left tackle in high school. They might play something else in college. But why he didn't play left tackle at Alabama in those 3 years?
Well, when he first got there and he started, they still had Evan Neal, and Evan Neal was the starting left tackle. And then after that, for them, it was a matter of just getting their best five. You know, at University of Alabama, they're always bringing in five-star linemen on both sides of the ball. And so they just felt at that time it was the best, you know, for them to be able to get their best five on the field. But like I said, regardless, have no worries, no reservations about J.C.
Rand, what do you think the addition of Tavondre Sweat does for your defense and specifically does for that punch up the middle alongside Jeffrey Simmons?
No, again, another big man that's going to provide some power, some strength in the middle, and he's going to, you know, eat up space in the middle. He's going to eat up space. He's going to free Jeffrey up. I mean, it's also going to help our linebackers out. It's going to keep those guys clean, let these guys run laterally, let these guys attack downhill without these, you know, having these guards come off and, you know, get a hand on them, because he's going to demand, you know, to him in most times.
You guys obviously went down there for extra time with him, you know, to talk about his incident and things like that, and I guess to make sure, right? I mean, that's the best, like, to really make sure about that. You said something interesting, Rand, after the draft about how sometimes these visits, like you mentioned Cedric Gray, you know, obviously linebacker, fourth-round pick, and I think the term you used was a clean prospect. So he didn't come in. You guys had information on him. You felt great about him. You didn't use a visit on him. But sometimes the visits, the 30 visits, are actually because you're not as sure. Like, how many of those, maybe off the top of your head, roughly, were because, you know, you had more questions about guys and decided, okay, this is worth bringing them in for that?
It wasn't very many. You know, and to clarify that a little bit more, like, it's when we say have questions about them, it's not necessarily always a personal thing, but it could be a scheme thing to see how they fit with us schematically and to see how much, you know, they really know. And so for some guys, we just like to, you know, bring them in and get them more of a feel for. And, you know, Tavondre was one of those guys that we brought in. And like you said, we went down and saw him, you know, I guess it was a week or so later, just to spend more time with him. You know, unfortunately, the incident happened, you know, you can't deny that. That is what it is, and it's a situation we'll continue to work through with him and his representatives. But the trip down was more so, like I said, we were his first visit after the incident, and the kid was, you know, forthright with everything that happened. And, you know, he was just that day, he was defensive and he was trying to clear his name. And so I wanted to really get to know the person as well as get to know the family some more. And, you know, because he was a guy that we identified that could help us. So I wanted to be completely sure, you know, that not only were we getting a good football player, but we were getting the right fit for us as an organization.
Rand Carthon with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Rand, obviously you guys have been incredibly active this offseason, both in free agency via trade and now with the draft. How much better do you think your football team is right now than when you began this offseason based on the work you guys have done?
I think we're better. I think we're better with all the additions. You know, and I can't wait to get all these guys on the field together, you know, to see how it looks. And so that's what I'm most excited about now that we have the draft over, because you can add in this draft class, and we'll continue to look to, you know, add players as we go. But I do think that we improved this offseason, not to be confused with, you know, being where we ultimately want to be. So there's still more work to do, but I'm pleased with what we've done so far.
The addition of Jaquan Jackson, ran in the sixth round. I mean, he projects as what you would call a traditional slot receiver, right? And I know, I mean, Kyle Phillips would qualify as that too. How important is that in this new offense coming in Brian Callahan's offense to have, you know, a traditional or a dedicated quote unquote true slot receiver?
Well, I also think Jaquan can play on the outside as well. As you guys know, in this league, it's always the more you can do. And him having that versatility, we feel the, you know, play X, Z, F, and also add, you know, value as a dual returner is just another, you know, explosive guy that we can find ways to get the ball and, you know, give him opportunity to make him explosive plays and make our offense go.
Rand, obviously, Treylon Burks, a high pick for you guys, and I know that happened before you were here, but the production hasn't really been there in his career to this point. What have you seen from Treylon to this point in the offseason, and what do you think it's going to take to get him going as you guys head into next season?
I mean, Traylon's having a really good offseason. His attitude and his approach, you know, to the offseason has been excellent. He's been here every day. He's, you know, working extremely hard, you know, especially with our new strength and conditioning staff, you know, led by Zach Woodfin. You know, and now, you know, him getting with Coach Tolbert, you know, the arrow's pointing up on Treylon. Like I said, he's having a really good offseason. And, you know, the big thing for Treylon is staying healthy. You know, staying healthy, staying out there, and giving him more opportunities to get the ball. But I like where Treylon is right now.
Talking to Titans general manager Rand Carthon. Rand, it seems to me, when on paper, the position group that has improved the most, I think, is cornerback, and seems dramatically improved. And you guys were able to get Jarvis Brownlee Jr. out of Louisville here in the fifth round of the draft, but obviously the two big, a signing and trade to get Snead and Awuzie. So is that just how things worked out, or as you started out this process, was that a spot you identified and said that has to be way better next season?
No, we ultimately, I mean, that was a key thing. You know, going into this offseason is wanting to improve in the secondary, you know, get a group of guys in here that's going to play the brand of football that, you know, Denard wants and what Denard's used to, and, you know, as well as Chris Harris and Steve Jackson. So that was a real focus for us because, you know, as you know, this has become a passing league. You got to be able to, you know, have people to either rush and force them to get the ball out quicker. You got to have guys that's going to cover and create more turnovers. And, you know, with our offense and Cali coming in, you know, we want to give those guys as many opportunities as possible to put up points.
So, Rand, as we mentioned, incredibly active for you guys so far in the offseason. Now that the draft process is done, do you expect to still be active in the free agent market? What's kind of the next priority for you as you're running down your checklist here?
Get some rest. get caught up on rest. I thought I was going to be able to do that yesterday morning, and for a brief second, blanked on, you know, my daughter having her flag football tournament yesterday, which I'm glad to announce that the Ravenwood Raptors are three-peat champions this year in girls flag football. So kudos to the girls. But that's where my day was spent yesterday. Three games, You know, and so it's been fun. But, you know, get caught up. As soon as we're done here, have meetings with, you know, with Anthony Robinson to kind of talk through some things and how we want to, you know, improve the process and do things moving forward. And, you know, part of that is continuing to look and see who's available on the street, how many roster spots we have, what positions we need to, you know, attack to get up to the numbers that we want to carry in camp. So it's never ending. You know, I was telling my wife that last night that, yeah, even though draft is over, you know, it's still the on season, you know, for us. So we're still working.
Is safety obviously there are some, you know, accomplished veterans out there as possibilities. Like, how do you view safety where you are right now? Obviously, you have Amani and Elijah, some other guys, but is that a potential priority here moving forward?
Yeah, it's a spot that we're going to definitely look at. You know, there were some places in the draft that you'd like to go, that you would have liked to have gone, you know, during the draft to continue to add some, you know, some different guys to the room. You know, obviously it didn't work out for us, but, you know, didn't have to force anything either because, like you said, there's some accomplished guys out on the street that we would, you know, have a chance to take a look at.
Going back to the offensive line, just how much, because obviously for the last couple of years for this franchise, it's been an issue. How much better do you think it is? Regardless of where JC ends up, with Peter going into his second year, obviously, Cushenberry, I assume you saw the excellent catfish snap that he gave to Will Levis yesterday at Bridgestone. But how much better do you feel about that group and where it is?
No, I feel better about the group. I feel better about, you know, the man that's leading the group, you know, and not only Bill Callahan, but, you know, Brian Callahan, I think, has been understated. You know, what he's done throughout his career in terms of protections and, you know, being able to understand protections from an offensive coordinator standpoint and different things that he can do to help, you know, make the offensive line better in terms of, you know, techniques, play calls and such. So I'm just excited about where we are. Again, still trying to improve and make sure that we're going to have not only the best five, but, you know, the best three guys still on the active and then some developmental guys that we have bringing along to, you know, come up through our program.
Well, Rand, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Hope you get some sleep moving forward here, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Titans General Manager Rand Carthon, our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. We'll react to what Rand had to say there. Take your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025, our phone number. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.